The Home Improvement Broadcasting Network wants to congratulate this year's recipient of the National Radio Media Association Radio Talk Show Host of the Year, our very own, the host of Home Talk USA, the Cajun Contractor, Michael King. Welcome back to Home Talk USA with home improvement expert, the Cajun Contractor, Michael King, on the Home Improvement Broadcasting Network. If you have a question or comment concerning home improvement repairs, new construction, or renovations, the Cajun Contractor will get you the answers. And now, back to Home Talk USA with the Cajun Contractor, Michael King.
That's a Le Bon Temps Relais. That's right. Let the good times roll right here on the Home Improvement Broadcasting Network. I am the Cajun originator, and you are listening to Home Talk USA, the only home improvement radio show that gives you complete access to all of the top home improvement industry experts from around the globe. Hey, I got some new members to our family. I'd like to welcome these new sponsors, Earth Flame. That's Earth's Flame. They're one of the leading manufacturers of environmentally friendly fire grates, gas fireplaces, and wood burning fireplaces. You can check them out at earthsflame.com. We also have Life Industries. That's right, manufacturers of the Boat Life brand of quality products like stainless steel cleaners, restoration products, sealants, solvents, removers, and also a complete line of compound waxes and polishes. They have a couple websites you can visit. One is boatlife.com and the other is homelifeindustries.com. Hey, got a great hour for you. We sure hope you stay with us. I'll be live here for the next 3 hours, taking your calls, answering your emails on pretty much anything that has to do with your home. Listen to this. At the bottom of the hour, we're going to have Jeff Bloom with Waste King. We're going to be talking about food waste disposal systems. Also, we're going to have Ohannes DeBerkian he's a representative for the National Association of Plumbers, Mechanical Officials, IAMO for short. They come on the show once a month and give us some great tips about plumbing and codes and things that are so important that you need to know. Hey, I will be taking your live calls if you want to join us. 1-800-259-5791 to call us free anywhere in the continental USA. Home Talk 1350 at yahoo.com. And as always, we sure hope you visit our website at hometalkusa.com. You can sign up for my weekly newsletter, my Facebook page, and all the great websites that we operate to help support the show. So check it out at hometalkusa.com. And now I'd like to welcome to the show, he is a representative from the National Association of Plumbers, Mechanical Officials, IAPMO for short, Mr. Ohannes DeBerkian. I apologize. You know how us Cajun people are. We can't get that tongue on top of that lip. You know what I mean? But thank you so much, Ohannes, for being our guest today.
Good morning, Michael. Thank you for the opportunity to be on the show.
Oh, no problem. Let me ask you this now. As a contractor, you know, I'm very familiar with product listings and marks of conformity, but many of my consumer listeners may not be. Can you begin by briefly describing what product certification is? And basically, if I'm listening to Home Talk USA, how does it really benefit customers?
That's a very good question, Michael. Thank you for asking. A product certification is a process by which products are tested and evaluated to ensure they comply and continue to comply to the requirements in the product's respective standard and in the respective product code, of course, such as the Uniform Plumbing Code, which is for short, it's UPC. Product certification definitely benefits consumers by the nature of its process. In that, what it does is it obligates manufacturers to meet high-quality standards for the health, safety, and the welfare of consumers. And also, manufacturers of certified products are required to control their products from the beginning, receiving materials or parts from suppliers, manufacturing process, quality control, all the way to the labeling of the products itself.
Now, okay. Now, I've seen that shield on the back of plumbing products. And when I've installed them myself, as you remember, I was a contractor for over 16 years. Now, what type of process must a manufacturer go through to get that certification on their product?
Again, another very good question. And bear with me with my answers, please. Let me explain that manufacturers undergo the following IAPA warranty product certification process. Now, A, products undergo testing and evaluation to the criteria specified in the product's respective standard, whereby a test report is generated that summarizes the results of all tests made to the product. B, IAPMO R&T technical engineers will review this test report along with all engineering drawings and representative samples and installation instructions to ensure compliance to the performance standard and to the Uniform Plumbing Code, UPC, whereby a recommendation is made and forwarded along with all generated data to the Product Certification Committee, we call them PCC, for their final review and vote to issue a listing or not. And C, an audit is going to be made at applicant's manufacturing facility regarding to the document, to document that their quality assurance system is in form of a manual that addresses six basic items. And please bear with me with this answer. Number one is to ensure during this audit, what we do is we ensure that there is a head of a quality assurance program at the manufacturing facility. Second, ensure that production staff is aware of the tests and the requirements and relative standards. Number three, to ensure that there is a quality assurance method for receipt of materials and components indicating action taken on rejects. Number four, to also ensure that existence of a quality assurance manual at this manufacturing plant and quality documents or instructions on quality assurance issued to the staff, the manufacturing staff, I mean, and to ensure that such documents are in use. Number five, to ensure that there is a record of all complaints relative to the products covered by the certificate of listing. And last but not least, number six is to evaluate the measuring and the testing equipment which a manufacturer uses, including calibration of these testing and measuring equipment.
Oh, great. That not really makes sense. So thank you for clearing that up. Now, I need you to clear up something else for me because I really need to know, and I know my listeners is probably thinking the same thing, so I'm going to ask the question for them. Is there a difference between, say, certification and listing? That's why I'm not clear with that.
Not a problem, Michael. A certification is documented verification that a product complies to its standard and a code. But a listing is a list of product models that comply to a standard and a code. If you wish, I might elaborate a little bit more, but basically this is the answer for the question.
Okay, great. Because that was going to lead in. I was going to lead into my next question. What's the difference between code and standard, since you brought it
up? Very good question. Yes, sir. A product standard addresses material, performance, dimensions, and marking requirements for a specific product, whereas a code covers the standard requirements plus installation and application and other health and safety related requirements.
All right, hold that thought right there because there's the music, and I'm going to have to step away and take a time out. We're going to come back and finish our conversation with Johannes Debiekian. He's a representative from the National Association of Plumbing Mechanical Officials, IAPMO for short. We sure hope you stay with us.
Ah, the sweet sound of remodeling. Remind you of anything? Perhaps the kitchen redo you've been dreaming of? You have the look envisioned, but a project of that scale just isn't in the cards right now. Style doesn't come cheap, especially when you have luxury countertops in mind. But great design isn't out of reach. The Formica 180FX collection offers the exotic beauty of real stone and the price of laminate countertops, which means you can afford to put your vision into action. So stop thinking about your dream redo and start doing. Style you can attain today. This is Formica 180FX. This is the new realism. To get started, order samples at Formica180FX.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Survival of the fittest. In any and all situations, survival is your number one priority. That requires being tough and thinking smart. And the folks at Freeze Dry Guy are going to help you do just that. They have the long-range patrol ration entrees, what they call the brick pack. When you're in survival mode, it is absolutely the best item for your survival pack or bug-out bag. You can go farther, faster, and carry more food with the LRP cold weather ration entrees. Not only do these long-lasting, durable entrees help sustain you or your family through the harshest environment or situation, they are by far the most delicious of their kind. No contest. With a variety of tasty entrees, you can't beat the LRP brick packs. Let Freeze Dry Guy help you in your survival situations. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
You're listening to Home Talk USA on the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
The Home Improvement Broadcasting Network wants to congratulate this year's recipient of the National Radio Media Association Radio Talk Show Host of the Year, our very own, the host of Home Talk USA, the Cajun Contractor, Michael King. Welcome back to Home Talk USA with home improvement expert, the Cajun Contractor, Michael King, on the Home Improvement Broadcasting Network. If you have a question or comment concerning home improvement repairs, new construction, or renovations, the Cajun Contractor will get you the answers. And now, back to Home Talk USA with the Cajun Contractor, Michael King.
That's right. I am the originator, not the duplicator, please. Don't accept no substitution. Now, according to the Apollo Media Group, the Cajun Contractor now is the most recognizable name in all of home improvement Radio. But hello, everyone. Welcome back. But this segment of Home Talk USA is sponsored by Formica. That's right. If you're looking to maximize your kitchen style without maxing out your budget, the Formica 180 FX collection puts the exotic beauty of luxury services within your reach. Find your dream look at Formica180FX.com. And when you're checking websites out, we sure hope you check out HometalkUSA.com. It is available to you 24/7, 365. And if you can sign up for our weekly newsletter, you can participate in our online poll. And we have all the great websites that we operate, like our home hardware store, HometalkExperts.com. So check it out today, HometalkUSA.com. Hey, we're having a great conversation with Ohannes Debikian. He is a representative from the National Association of Plumbers Mechanical Officials. We know them as IAPMO. Ohannes is talking about the codes and really giving us some great information about certification, what it takes to get a product certified, just all the great things that IAPMO does in the plumbing industry. They IAPMO comes on once a month, and they educate us, and it's just so great to have them giving us all this great information. Now, Ohannes, just for the break, you was explaining us the difference between code and standard. Now, we see that there's a lot of plumbing products imported into the U.S. As you know, I am an advocate for building and buying and purchasing and manufacturing U.S. products. So, as a matter of fact, we're going to be doing a great effort at the first of the year in doing that. But with that being said, put that on the side, do these products have different standards, though? I often wondered that.
Well, that's a good question. Yes, you are absolutely right that there are a lot of products coming into the United States from overseas. But the answer to the question is no. All products, either made locally or imported into the U.S., must meet, and I do emphasize, must meet the same stringent requirements specified in the respective product standards.
Okay, so that makes sense. So they have to. So I guess the U.S. manufacturers that really outsource these plumbing products basically have to let the offshore manufacturer know the codes that for the existing products before the products are sent back into the U.S. So that's basically what you're telling me?
Yes, basically that is the answer. Yes, IAPMO R&T lists products from many manufacturers around the world in many countries and continents such as Asia, Europe, South America, Africa, the Middle East, and etc.
Well, I don't know if you realize, Ohannes, Home Talk USA is broadcast in 47 countries. We're not just a U.S. show due to our on-demand internet broadcast. 47 countries. So with that being said, obviously this is a global show. We are in a global economy. Now, obviously, we have a lot of manufacturers from all over the world that listens to Home Talk, and, you know, they want to check out what's happening in the U.S. And with that being said, would they like to market their products here in the U.S.? And does IAPMO R&T certify their products as well, though?
Yes, we do certify any plumbing or mechanical product that has to enter into commerce in the United States. In most cases, they have to have a certification from a third-party certification agency accredited by American National Standard Institute, ANSI, and IAPMO is an accredited by ANSI, and we are able to certify, test, and certify these products for the United States market from all over the world. Yes, sir.
Well, how long is the the certification good for? I mean, once the manufacturer has it, does he or she or it have periodic reviews?
That's a good question again. Yes, actually, each product listing is good for 1 year only, whereupon the listing undergoes renewal, at which time the standard that lists these products is reviewed to see if it has gone any updates with new tests or test changes. And if so, then the products may need to undergo a new, fresh testing to the revisions of these standards. In addition, what we also do is we also conduct each manufacturing plant of these products undergoes an annual surveillance audit. These audits are announced or unannounced to document continued compliance of these listed products.
Now, okay, now as a contractor, I mean, it is important for me to make sure that the products I'm installing have this shield on them. I mean, because that's what you talked about. That's important.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And the answer is, of course, it's yes. It is important to make sure products being installed have the IAPMO RNT shield on them. The IAPMO RNT shield is the UPC, which stands for Uniform Plumbing Code. A lot of you folks, plumbers or do-it-yourselfers, you've seen the shield, the UPC, on every plumbing product. And since this, when you see the shield assures that a product complies to its standard and the code, which normally satisfies the requirements of the local jurisdictional officials.
Now, you mentioned that the product certification committee early, okay? I want to go back to that. I mean, who serves on that committee, and why would they volunteer their time and expertise to review work that your engineers have already done? That's not clear to me right now.
That is another good question you pose. The Product Certification Committee, for short, we call it PCC, is made up of 12 city or state officials representing various jurisdictions throughout the United States and Canada who are experts in their field, and they volunteer. Now, I emphasize, they do volunteer their time on a monthly basis to give a final review of support data within listing applications and to vote or whether or not to issue a listing. They have volunteered their time, these folks, they have volunteered their time and hands-on expertise for many years to ensure full compliance and practicality of products to performance standards and to their codes, especially regarding correct installation and usage. Altogether, if I may add, the PCC, the Product Certification Committee, has well over 100 years of combined practical expertise in working with plumbing and mechanical products.
My friend, we are out of time. Boy, I had so many questions to ask you, but give us a website. How can we learn a little bit more about IAPMO?
Okay, I'll say that quickly. The IAPMO RNT web listing directory for you to check is www.iapmort.org.
IAPMO.org. Hey, my friend Ohannes, thank you for being our guest, and I can't wait till you guys come on next month.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Jason Lewis here. With the holidays just around the corner, be sure to consider the greatest gift you can give to your friends and family: peace of mind. That's why I choose WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna, savory stroganoff, and pasta alfredo that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. And they're ready to eat in minutes. Simply add hot water. Request a free entree sample today at WiseFoodStorage.com. And for a limited time, get free shipping and 10% off of your order. That's right, a free entree, free shipping, and 10% off any order. Just use promo code Lewis. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit wisefoodstorage.com. That's Wise, W-I-S-E, foodstorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price and the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love this holiday season.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is the Cajun contractor here, Michael King, building a handy camp wrap to make it skid-proof. Be back in a moment.
Home improvement repairs, renovations, and new construction, according to the Better Business Bureau, is number one when it comes to consumer complaints. Contractor fraud and poor craftsmanship cost consumers billions each year. It's a good idea to plan your project in advance from start to finish. Compare job plans and look for value over cost, because the lowest bid and the best deal are sometimes not better. Check references and never pay in advance. So study and do your homework and you won't become a victim.
There are a few ideas to make a deck surface skid-proof. One is to mix fine sand in the paint when painting the surface. The other is to stain it with some type of semi-transparent stain without the sand. But the one I prefer is to nail a thin quarter-inch cleats on the floor. Slant them on an angle for the water to drain. And remember, always hire a state-licensed insured contractor. This is Michael King at HomeTalkUSA.com with your home improvement tip of the day.
This is Home Talk with home improvement expert Michael King on the USA Home Improvement Show Network. If you have a question or a comment concerning home improvement, new construction, renovations, or home repairs, Michael King will get you the answers. And now, back to Home Talk with the guru himself, Michael King.
That's right. I want to welcome you back. This segment to Home Talk USA, sponsored by Formica. That's right. You deserve a stylish kitchen, no matter what your budget is. The Formica 180 FX collection will deliver it, with the large-scale beauty of exotic stone and the price of laminate. Visit Formica180FX.com to get inspired today. And when you're checking websites out, we sure hope you go to HomeTalkUSA.com. You can sign up for my weekly newsletter, my Facebook page. Also, you can participate in our online monthly poll. And you can also check out all the great websites that we operate here at Home Talk, like my home hardware store. Great quality products at discount prices. So check it out today, HomeTalkUSA.com. And as you know, we are pretty much entering the holiday season. Thanksgiving is around the corner, and Christmas is close by. A lot of you are going to be doing a lot of cooking, staying home, kind of staying out the restaurants due to the different, due to the economy. And we want to talk about food waste disposal systems, and to kind of help out. If you already have one, maybe you need some tips. Maybe your food waste disposer is out on a blink. Well, hey, my guest is Jeff Bloom with Waste King. Waste King is one of the leading brand names of food waste disposal systems. Jeff Bloom is no stranger to Home Talk, giving us some tips. Jeff Bloom, welcome to the Gumbo Pot. How you doing, my friend?
Hey, Michael, doing great. How are you today?
You know, I'm always saying, if life's any better, I'd be scared to wake up in the morning. Now, you know, Jeff, as I said, you heard my monologue. I mean, we're in the holiday season. A lot of cooking's going on.
Yeah, that's true.
Majority of homes have some type of food waste disposal system. So, I guess I want to ask you, what is the simple, most important feature to look for in a food waste disposal system?
Well, Michael, as you said in the opening, a lot of people will be using their disposers through the holidays when they entertain. And I guess the primary thing that happens is, you know, maybe you don't use it as much throughout the year, and then all of a sudden you have a whole bunch of people over and you start using it really heavily, and the next thing you know is something happens and it starts leaking. And primarily, when we see disposers fail, it's that they have rusted internally, and they start leaking. So when you ask me what's the most important feature, well, I personally think the most important feature is to buy one that's not going to rust so you don't have to worry about it leaking. So from our perspective, we have four models in our lineup that come with a lifetime corrosion warranty. And if someone's going out to look for a replacement disposer, I tell them, look for that on the box. We're the only manufacturer that offers a lifetime corrosion warranty. Four different models, as I said. So we've got one that'll fit your sizing and price requirements and warranty requirements, length of warranty-wise. But you know that that disposer's never going to rust, and it's not going to fail. So that's the most important thing to look for in my mind.
So basically what you're telling my audience is to look at, you know, on the box, and I'm sure the box states whether or not the unit is corrosion-free or not, and obviously you just said what kind of warranty is placed on the unit. I mean, if I'm reading a box and it's telling me corrosion-free, but the unit is only warranted, say, for 20 years, I'm just using it as an example,
right,
and something's fishy with that.
Well, you know, Michael, we put that lifetime corrosion warranty on our units because we pioneered the use of these space-age plastics in disposers. And up until about 10 years ago, many of the disposers still had a lot of metal components inside that were not rust-proof. So there was some galvanized parts and so forth that would corrode over time. Today, almost every disposer on the market uses those plastics, high-strength stainless steel, and they're really not going to rust other than in the lowest price point unit. So what we would call like a builder grade unit or a new home unit. And a lot of people will have those now, and when they'll go out to buy a replacement, they'll think, well, I'll buy the same one. Well, what they need to know is those units will still rust. So it's important to look for that corrosion proof components. We identify that by saying those units have a lifetime corrosion warranty. That just makes it simple to find.
All right, another question I know my listeners are thinking about would be the size. I mean, if I'm thinking about purchasing a food waste disposal system, what size disposal is most common, and obviously how much should I expect to pay for one,
sure.
Jeff?
Okay, well, again, if they're replacing the first one that came with their home, it was probably one of those builder-grade units that was either a one-third horsepower or a one-half horsepower. Likely it came with a two-year warranty new. In terms of replacing that unit, they may find that a half horsepower was significant, was sufficient for them in terms of their daily usage needs, but they may want one that's going to grind a little bit better. The rule of thumb is if everything you put in your disposer goes down the drain in less than 20 seconds, you've got the right size. If your disposer's having to grind a little bit longer than that, when you buy the next one, you should probably move up in size to, say, a three-quarter or a one-horsepower if you're one of those people that really uses these things heavily. But it really depends on the individual person's expectation of what they're going to grind in their disposer. In terms of what you should pay, that really kind of depends on how long you plan to live in your home, how hard you plan to use the disposer. You can buy warranty if you plan to be in your house for a long period of time. But in the $100 to $125 range at retail are a number of good disposers. Less than $100, you're probably looking at something that, again, what we call builder grade, that's going to have some corrosion to it.
Yeah, that might be a one that came with the house unit, because mine's already went out, and I think it was seven and a half years into my unit, and the builder's grade already went out. So
you did well with that one.
Yeah, I know. Until I got my Waste King one. All right. Jeff, hold on right there. There's some music. Got to pay some bills. Please don't go nowhere. We're going to come back with our conversation. Having a great conversation with Jeff Bloom at Waste King. Talking food waste disposal systems. Please don't forget to support your local independent hardware stores and garden centers. I am the Cajun Man, the Cajun King. Hey, just remember, I was green before green was even cool. You're listening to Home Talk USA. Yay! Don't go nowhere. Y'all come back now. Yeah?
Their house is gonna burn to the ground. Are you prepared if you have to file a home insurance claim? If the worst happens and your home is destroyed, remembering what you had in your home after the disaster is nearly impossible. Your insurance company will want exact details and preferably photos of everything that may have been damaged or lost. Now you can protect your assets and valuables with a professional inventory done by ABC Home Inventory Services. We document all your personal property by providing a low-cost video, pictures, and a detailed itemized report of all personal property and valuables. And we can also show you how to start your own home inventory service. To learn more, call toll-free 855-785-0222. That's toll-free 855-785-0ABC. Act today and receive a $100 discount. ABC Home Inventory Services. Security, protection, and peace of mind at abchomeinventory.net.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
With new financial dominoes falling each day, do you know who really runs this country? This is Alex Jones with a special message about the gangster economy. Folks, if you're lucky enough to have a little money set aside for a rainy day, this could be the most important message you'll ever hear. I want to tell you about an exciting new book that reveals how to keep the gangster economy from murdering your money. That's right, murdering your money. Learn about the 14 vicious dominoes of destruction set to unleash hell on earth for savers and investors. Learn the 11 ways to play gangster economy judo and win. Learn how to beat the bad guys at their own game. Learn ingenious ways to profit in the new gangster economy. To read more about this amazing new book, don't wait. Go to gangstereconomy.com. That's gangstereconomy.com. Don't let the bad guys destroy your money. Go to gangstereconomy.com.
Home Talk USA is brought to you by GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
The Home Improvement Broadcasting Network wants to congratulate this year's recipient of the National Radio Media Association Radio Talk Show Host of the Year, our very own, the host of Home Talk USA, the Cajun Contractor, Michael King. Welcome back to Home Talk USA with home improvement expert, the Cajun Contractor, Michael King, on the Home Improvement Broadcasting Network. If you have a question or comment concerning home improvement repairs, new construction, or renovations, the Cajun Contractor will get you the answers. And now, back to Home Talk USA with the Cajun Contractor, Michael King.
Yeah, welcome back. This segment to Home Talk is sponsored by NAPAC, the National Association of Professionally Accredited Contractors. It is a trade organization that truly is designed specifically for the home improvement and remodeling contractor. Please check them out at NAPAC.net. Welcome back, everyone. And when you're checking websites out, we sure hope you go to HomeTalkUSA.com, and you can check out a new website that we introduced called HomeTalkExperts.com, where you can actually go online with the Cajun Contractor, and I can help you with your home improvement projects. That's right. Just go to HomeTalkUSA.com. Or you can go to HomeTalkExperts.com and let the Cajun man help you out with all your home improvement projects. And talking about helping you out and giving you some great tips, we're talking to Jeff Bloom right now with Waste King. Waste King's one of the leading manufacturers of food waste disposal systems. And that's what we're talking about, food waste disposal systems, tips. And just before the break, Jeff was explaining about the different sizes and the common most size of food waste disposal system and how much you can expect to pay. I often wondered, though, Jeff, does Waste King make a special model for people, say, on septic systems? Because we have a lot of our listeners that have septic systems, you know?
Sure, Michael. And there's a little bit of a misconception about whether or not you can use a disposer on a septic system. The short answer is no, we don't make a special model for the septic system because it's really not necessary. If you're maintaining your septic system properly to begin with, and that means, you know, getting the tank pumped on a regular basis, et cetera, there's really no need for additives or anything like that. Some people like to use those things to kind of prolong those time periods between pumpings. But really what we tell people is that the material that you're putting into your septic system from a food waste disposer is really healthy for the septic environment. It's, you know, food stuff and new bacteria and so forth. What you want to stay away from is obviously things that are going to be harmful to the septic environment, like antibacterial hand soaps and laundry detergents, those kind of things that can be more harmful to the environment and kill your bacteria count. But so the answer is that any Waste King disposer, because it grinds the food so fast and so fine, really helps the septic system to process those foodstuffs. And what's going in there is beneficial to the environment. So if your home was sized for a dishwasher and your septic tank is large enough to handle a dishwasher, it's more than likely also large enough to handle a food waste disposer. If you don't currently have one, you should be able to put one in. The exception to that is there are still a few places in the country where there's legislation against installing a disposer on a septic tank. And we feel that that's bad information, but the law is the law, and we would just caution your listeners to be aware of their local codes. Check with a local contractor and who understands the codes and understand whether it's okay to have one to begin with in your area. There are very few places where they're just not allowed, but they are out there.
Now, let me ask you this also. Majority of times, I know a question that's got to come up. What if the disposer smells bad? I mean, what can you use to clean it? I guess that's what I want to ask you.
Okay, well, there's really one thing that leads to a disposer smelling bad, and that's a buildup of decomposing food material down inside the grinding chamber. And if you've kind of let that get away from you, it may take a little bit of an effort to get all that removed. So the best thing is to just try to maintain your disposer as time goes on so that you don't get that buildup. The way to maintain it is to just grind some things that will allow for some scraping action. The best thing is ice. If you throw a bunch of ice down in the disposer and let it grind with some cold water, that'll scrape off a lot of the buildup of foodstuffs. Now, again, if there's a buildup over a period of time, that may take a little bit of effort, or you may have to do that a few times. And the next step is take a piece of citrus, like a lemon wedge or a orange peel or something, and put it down in there. Let it grind that up as well. That'll also kind of do some scraping and some deodorizing at the same time. If that doesn't work, then there are some aftermarket products that you can put in there that will actually break down that grease and help to get rid of that smell.
Well, hold on right there, okay? There's the music. We're going to have to take a short break. Got to take a quick time out here at Home Talk USA. We're talking to Jeff Bloom with Waste King. We're talking food waste disposal systems here at Home Talk USA, and that's what we do here. We interview some of the top home improvement industry experts from around the globe, the only home improvement radio show that does that. All right, we sure hope you stay with us, and please, always remember, please support your local independent hardware stores and garden centers. Thank you. I am the Cajun Contractor, and you're listening to Home Talk USA right here on the Home Improvement Broadcasting Network through the Genesis Communication Radio Network. I'll be right back. Yay!
This is an important announcement from the Louisiana State Licensing Board for Contractors. The purpose of the board is to regulate the contractors who perform construction projects. These include commercial buildings, residential homes, home improvements, industrial plants, maintenance contracts, and mold remediation, which is covered under Louisiana Revised Statutes 37, Sections 2150 through 2192. The Louisiana Legislature passed Act 725 in the 2008 session, which affects electrical and mechanical contractors. Act 725 will require licensure for electrical and mechanical contractors when the cost of a project exceeds $10,000. This act shall become effective on January 1, 2009. Grandfathering will apply for those who meet certain requirements. Remember to always hire a Louisiana State licensed or registered contractor to protect your construction project. For questions, please call 1-800-256-1392 or visit the website at www.lslbc.louisiana.gov. Spell out Louisiana.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
You're listening to Home Talk USA on the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
The Home Improvement Broadcasting Network wants to congratulate this year's recipient of the National Radio Media Association Radio Talk Show Host of the Year, our very own, the host of Home Talk USA, the Cajun Contractor, Michael King. Welcome back to Home Talk USA with home improvement expert, the Cajun Contractor, Michael King, on the Home Improvement Broadcasting Network. If you have a question or comment concerning home improvement repairs, new construction, or renovations, the Cajun Contractor will get you the answers. And now, back to Home Talk USA with the Cajun Contractor, Michael King.
Welcome back. This segment of Home Talk USA is sponsored by TG Tools United Companies, all-purpose drill bits, mytgtools.com. Got a programming note, though. If you happen to miss a live broadcast we do here on the weekends on the Genesis Communication Radio Network, you can catch Home Talk every Sunday morning. That's right. GCN rebroadcasts our show in its entirety and uninterrupted every Sunday morning from 7 to 10 Central Time. And all you have to do is go to GCNlive.com. All right, we're talking to Jeff Bloom with Waste King. We're talking food waste disposal systems, and Jeff's given us some great tips as we enter the holiday season. And all I got time to ask you, I guess, a couple more questions right quick before we have to leave. But what if my disposer is jammed up. I mean, what can I do, Jeff?
Okay, well, it really kind of depends on what's jammed it, Michael. There are two kinds of jams, essentially. There are soft obstructions, there are hard obstructions. Soft obstructions are a bunch of potato peels, and depending on your disposer brand, that may be difficult for it to overcome. With a Waste King, we're really not susceptible to those kind of jams, so we just don't see them very often. With other manufacturers, they have a wrench that you can put in the bottom and turn it around to free those kinds of things. With a hard obstruction, you're going to need to get that item out, so what you're going to have to do is get down in from the top and work it back and forth with a screwdriver or a broom handle or something to free it, and then remove that item that's down in there. So, but there's a step-by-step process you need to go through to do that, and first, obviously, make sure the power's turned off and things like that. So what we've done is we've laid that out for your listeners on the HomeTalkUSA.com website. If they look for our logo, right underneath they'll find a link to the section that says, is your disposer blocked, clogged, or jammed, something to that extent. And it takes them through the step-by-step procedure to free up their disposer. Most of the time, it's just a matter of removing whatever the obstruction is and sometimes hitting the reset button at the bottom of the unit to supply the power again to the disposer.
Jeff, there it is. There's the music, man. I tell you, it just time just goes by. I definitely want to thank you. We're going to try to get you back on next month because, we're going to be in the highlight of the holiday season, and I know my audience is going to have some more questions for you. But, hey, give us a website right quick. How can we reach you?
Our Waste King website is www.wasteking.com.
WasteKing.com. Jeff, thank you so much. See you next month, man, my friend.
Thanks, Michael.
All right, that was Jeff Bloom with Waste King. All right, wow, another hour in the can here at Home Talk USA. For all our affiliates that have to leave us, we want to say thank you. Hey, we still got two more hours, the best in home improvement information and education. Please, always help your independent hardware stores and garden centers. I'm the Cajun Man, and this is Home Talk USA.
One of the greatest environmental health issues of our decade. Countless homes and businesses have been affected by moisture problems. NORME is the National Organization of Remediators and Mold Inspectors, and your area needs more mold inspectors right now. If you or someone you know is looking to start a new career or simply work part-time, call NORME today at 1-800-419-0539 or log on to www.besttrainingschool.com for detailed information. 800-419-0539. NORME, training for the 21st century.